ICE protesters in New Jersey threaten death to federal officers and their families. By Lowell Coffee Law on May 29, 2026. Raucous and violent anti-immigration enforcement demonstrations continued at a New Jersey Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE detention center Thursday night, resulting in the arrest of 9 people who allegedly bit, kicked, and punched officers while others shouted death threats to federal agents. Some shouted, "You're dead, and I'll kill your whole fucking family. I have your face, motherfucker, you're dead," another shouted. A video reported by the New York Post shows a trio of anti-ICE demonstrators at the Delaney Hall ICE facility being hauled away as one obnoxious protester berates agents through a megaphone. "You look like a f-king clown, ST don't even line up. Fix your ST, bitch. What the fk are you guys doing in there?" Another yelled, while others screamed, "Take your gun and shoot yourself in every cop, every fed, shoot yourself in the head." The rioters at the Newark facility are accused of biting, kicking, and punching agents, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen said in statement posted on X Friday. He also said New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill refused to allow state police to assist our officers. "Assaulting and obstructing ICE law enforcement is a crime and felony," Mullen said in the post. Throughout the night, 9 rioters were arrested. "Anyone who assaults law enforcement will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Law and order will prevail," he added. In another post on Thursday, Mullen detailed the records of some of the hardened illegal alien criminals being held at the facility. Agitators have claimed ICE detainees are on a hunger strike in protest of what they claim are substandard living conditions at the federal center. DHS authorities have said those allegations are concocted as an excuse to stage the protest, which is similar to some of the violent encounters that appeared in Minnesota earlier this year. Protesters have tried to block vehicles and personnel from accessing or leaving the facility, leading to violent confrontations with law enforcement. New Jersey's Democratic Governor Sherrill traded barbs with Mullen after she was denied access to the building on Memorial Day and accused the DHS secretary of not allowing health inspectors inside. "If conditions are really as good as you're claiming, then let my health inspectors do their jobs," the Democratic governor wrote on X. Mullen, however, said state inspectors had been there earlier Thursday. "All detainees are provided with proper meals, quality water, blankets, medical treatment, and have opportunities to communicate with their family members and lawyers," he said. Contributor Lowell Caulfield is the author of the New York Times true crime bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.